Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Hi, in today's video, I'm going to take you through five lessons that you can learn when you feel lonely. And not just lessons that you can learn about yourself or something like that, but actual lessons that you can take away so that you can convert loneliness into actual connection. Like what's limiting you, what's stopping you from connecting, and what you can actually do about it and how to execute in a way that also makes you feel comfortable and not in a way that makes you feel like you have to push so far and so fast outside of your comfort zone just in order to maintain some sort of connection or friendship. So I really hope you enjoy this. Of course, I'm sharing these videos with you throughout this month. It's May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I hope you enjoy all these videos that will help support you in creating more and more emotional peace and well-being. This is a really important topic right now, especially because over the last couple of years, a lot of individuals have sort of been programmed into like getting comfortable in isolation. Obviously, everything that happened in the world with COVID sort of force people to like have to become more isolated as a general rule. And isolation hurts and it goes against our human nature. And so there's some really important things that I want to share in this video in terms of like things we can take away, things we can change. And I want you to know as well that if you're somebody who over the past little while has, you know, as things have started to open back up, gone back out into the world and experienced sort of a sense of like social anxiety, feeling a little more socially nervous in the workplace, going back to work, going back to seeing people again, this is normal. This is because over the past couple of years, your subconscious comfort zone became a little bit more isolated because our subconscious mind adapts. And then once we're forced to adapt, we tend to prioritize and value what's familiar because we see familiarity as something that brings us safety and increases the chances of survival. And so if you're going through this experience of going like, okay, you know, now I go back out and do things I used to love and I feel anxious, I feel uncomfortable, I feel nervous, I feel, you know, a little sense of just discomfort, that's normal. That's your subconscious mind sort of readjusting again. So the first thing I want you to understand is that loneliness has a lot more to do with quality, a lack of quality of a connection or connections rather than quantity of connections. And so these are things we can take away. If, for example, there was a lockdown and you are in a position where you're able to say, okay, I may not be able to see people in big settings, big groups, but I'm going to prioritize the quality of the people close to me, the quality of those connections by, you know, making sure that I'm seeing people at least on Zoom, or meeting with a few close people face to face, or, you know, making sure that I'm really present with people that I'm around and really like opening up and sharing and asking deeper questions, having deeper conversations, learning to, you know, express my love language to the people in my life, whether it's physical touch or quality time or acts of service or words of affirmation or gifts, and like instilling those things into your relationships, then even though we may be in difficult circumstances, we're able to kind of pivot around them a lot more effectively. This brings me to number two, which is that vulnerability is key. You know, people, I've seen a lot of people over the years in my client practice who would be like, you know what, I've got all these people around me, but I still feel lonely. And then what I would ask them, okay, well, are you sharing? Are you sharing your personal life with people? Are you sharing your fears, your dreams, your goals, the things you're working on? Are you sharing small details of your day-to-day life? And then asking people for the same thing. And what I found a lot of the time is people were nurturing mental connections with others, like their intellectual connections about their thoughts, opinions, religious beliefs, or spiritual beliefs, or political opinions or ideas. And that's mental. And that's great. And that's a really important part of connection. But there's also emotional connection, which is like sharing how you're feeling, sharing details about your day, sharing sort of the ups and downs, the vulnerable components, your fears, your desires, your dreams, those like more intimate things about yourself, and vice versa. And when that is lacking, there's a huge disconnect that takes place. And we can still feel lonely despite being surrounded by people. I just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the Personal Development School and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend us to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Number three, so much of connection is also about knowing our needs. And so our needs are like, what do we want in relationships? Do we need to feel heard? Do we need to feel understood? Do we need to feel, you know, that somebody is willing to listen to us, support us, sort of take acts of, you know, going out of their way to support us, show us through their actions, show us through behaviors? Like what are the ways that you feel supported or connected or close? And understanding what your needs are in relationships. Is it like for deep conversations? Is it for laughter, for humor, for consistency, for safety in relationships, for predictability? Like there's so many different things we can touch on. But if you don't know what your needs are, then you're not going to get into a position in your relationships where you feel fulfilled. You're going to get into a position in a relationship where somebody's sort of brainstorming, or not brainstorming, but like mind reading your needs, like guessing your needs on autopilot and doing their best according to what they might read about you and figure out about you. But if we don't know how to share who we are and what our needs are, then people only ever, you know, meet so many of them because they're sort of connecting to us in the dark, like without really truly knowing what's going on and what we desire. And so sharing our needs is huge. And then this brings me to number four, which is we can come up with creative strategies to get our needs met just by understanding our needs and brainstorming about them. And so an example of this would be, again, let's say there's like this isolation that takes place and you're looking at this and you're going, okay, this is super frustrating. This is taking away from like my needs for connection, for closeness. And especially if you're like in a long distance relationship or something like that. But if you're able to say, okay, what are my needs? My needs are for quality time, or my love language is quality time. My needs are for like emotional connection, deep conversation, laughter, and for, you know, to be present with other people. Maybe you jump on Zoom calls and it may be like outside of your comfort zone of normally how you connect with people. But once we know our needs, we can say, okay, this one form of getting my need met, for example, in person, sitting with somebody, maybe being threatened right now, but what are different forms? How can I upgrade my strategies to get my needs met in new forms? And what this does is it diminishes the outside world ability to impact you in the same way, because the more you can become creative and think outside of the box, once you know what your needs are, you can just pivot the ways that you get your needs met. And it really helps you to like weather the storms of life as a person. So this is huge. And then number five, building relationships takes time and consistency. This is a really important lesson. I've seen a lot of people over the years move to a new city, you know, be around new people or go through a life change. And they believe that if they don't like click with somebody like this, you know, so for example, I've seen like women go through a divorce. This is just one example of somebody I worked with once, a woman who went through a divorce. She was like kind of making new friends because all of her old friends were sort of like from that previous relationship and marriage. And she'd moved to a new city, sort of not too far away from where she originally lived, but still a new place. And she was at yoga and she was saying like, oh, I met somebody and we were texting, but like, she didn't even want to go for coffee right away. You know, I kind of brought it up indirectly. quickly. And she had only met this person like once or twice. And it was sort of this idea that like, sometimes things don't happen on our watch. Sometimes we have to like nurture a relationship, maybe talk to them at yoga 5 or 6 times, maybe text them here and there, you know, on 5 or 6 separate occasions on top of that. And then once we've really built that rapport, then we can be like, okay, let's grab coffee or grab dinner or lunch or whatever it might be. So sometimes people fear rejection. And so that they read too early into rejection, or if somebody's not moving as quickly as they are in terms of friendships and stuff like that, they can really take that to heart. And what needs to happen is that we need to be able to like nurture relationships and understand that building deep, close connections takes a little bit of time, takes vulnerability, takes consistency. And that's really what makes a big difference.